Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris, and it's been a few days because I've spent the last week writing three blogs on my website, chriswalker.au or innerwealth.com, and they are the three blogs titled The Magnetic Will. Now, when it comes to talking about success and using the universal laws, and we're using, we would be incredibly remiss if we didn't talk about energy. Because at the end of the day, if we use force or aggression, or we try to get people to follow us in our business because they have no choice, and they have been beaten into submission, it is a very short-term and narrow-minded approach. So although you've probably never heard of it before, I'm going to be brave and say we're going to talk about magnetism. Magnetism in yoga would be called prana. In Tai Chi, it's life force or chi. In Qigong, it's qi, it's the vitality. In Reiki, we are able to give Reiki massage or move the energy of a body around without touching it. Non-local communication has come up once or twice in previous podcasts. But now, when I open the door to this concept of magnetism, I'm being quite brave because this is very advanced teachings of mine. I've previously only taught them very privately, but I believe in covering the subject of success. Unless I broach this topic of magnetism, I end up just being trapped by the same rhetoric that everybody else is trapped in that talks about success. I'll be talking about goal setting. I'll be talking about, committed to it, do work hard, long hours, be like Steve Jobs or Richard Branson or some person that you've idolized. And it would avoid the one thing that makes the difference between success and failure in life, the one thing that differentiates all of the people in the world, and that is magnetism, energy. So a person with very low, born with a very low quantity of energy in their body, they're very frail, will find it hard to comprehend this. But look, it's not necessarily the volume of energy you've got in your body that determines how success or failure. It's your use of it. For the vast majority of people, there is not even a single concept of magnetism. But so let's sort of this first podcast on the topic, and I'm going to do 12 of them. There are going to be 12 podcasts on the top of the magnetic will on the topic. So the magnetic will, the topic, basically assumes that every single cell in your body, and there are, if you Google it, there are as many cells in the human body, estimated, it's an estimate, as there are stars in the universe. It's quite a coincidence. There's just as many atoms in a cell as there are in the universe. It's 10 to the power of 28 is the number of zeros that there are cells in the body, and there are 10 to the power 28, there are number of estimated stars in the universe. So maybe it's a coincidence, maybe not, I doubt it, and especially when you start talking about the number of atoms in a cell. So anyway, each one of those atoms has within it, has molecules and subatomic particles. Even now they're going down lower than atoms, molecules, and subatomic particles, they've gone to quasars, which are imagined particles. And every single one of those things vibrate. In your body, there are trillions upon trillions of cells. Each one of those cells is full of atoms, molecules, and subatomic particles. And the influencer the very influencer of the vibration of all of those particles in all of those cells in your body is your mind. So we have the ability to discombobulate our energy, or we have the ability to coagulate it or cause it to be focused. And this is where the subject, the word magnetism, comes from. It's not about iron particles and north-south poles of a magnet. It is about magnetism in terms of when your body and the cells in your body are collaborating and vibrating at the same energy and vibrating at the same rhythm, you're attractive. It's called personal harmony. And when they're vibrating and there's discord or discombobulation within your body, that's unattractive, repulsive. So you could be in a highest job in your business and be causing your business or the people around you or your family or all the people that you really care about to be pushed away if the dialogue and the processes that you're using to manage your energy within your body are discombobulated. So I'm going to go through the 12 steps that there are in causing the energy in your body not to be discombobulated. And by doing that, you become more magnetic, which means you attract what you want. Now, I've spoken about this in so many different ways in different podcasts over the years. I've talked about your vision, inspiration, purpose. I've talked about gratitude. I've talked about mindset. I've talked about state of mind, the stop process. I've talked about affirmation and visualization. And I've talked about a lot of these pieces of this puzzle in a more fragmented format, without the title on it being energy, magnetism, or manifestation. What I've said about it is it's really important to you. So I'm taking a leap of faith here. I'm revealing some high-level mastery information. I'm bringing it out in the usual Chris Walker way to disrupt an industry which is getting worse and worse, the industry of self-help, the industry of corporate training, the industry of self-development, of yoga, and all these things. They've become so language-driven and so aspirational that they bypass the fact that you've already got what you're looking for. It's like introducing people to the idea that there's something missing in their life and then saying, I know where you can find it. And we've got young people flying all over the place, running around, jumping in ice buckets, looking for something they've already got. And I think the value of disrupting that industry and bringing the complex to make it simple and making it accessible to all people has been the mission of my life. And so I don't pretend to bring an academic edge to what we're going to talk about today. However, I'm going to say that I have been trained in this science by shaman and people who have earned the right to teach it, and I earned the right to learn it. So I'm going to stay in the everyday talk of Chris Walker, the Aussie Bondi boy. But I want you to take it really seriously at the same token. Don't diminish it just because I'm using user-friendly everyday talk. Firstly, we have to agree. Your body is a battery and it must be charged. We call it the soul battery. Your body is a battery. And if it discharges and you keep working or you keep living and you keep running and jumping and skipping around, you're going to have to use substitutes. And the substitutes that we use are food and alcohol. The substitutes we use are greed and attachment, sexual attraction and promiscuity, and spirituality, where we go off sticking our head in an ice bucket thinking that that's going to change the universe. Your body is a battery. It's full of cells, atoms, molecules, and subatomic particles. If your thinking is screwed up, if you're discombobulated in the way you approach your life, if you don't have purpose, and if you don't have all these things we're going to talk about over these 12 podcasts, there is no question at all that you are deliberately and consciously discharging that battery. If you haven't got your subconscious working at night to enable you, it's going to discharge your battery. If you are doing things like walking around on a cold day in bare feet on cold ground, you're going to discharge your battery. If you're having hot showers, you're going to discharge your battery. The list goes on. And I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but I'm so enthusiastic from the inside out and so interested to share this work in a way that's never been shared on the planet before publicly, that I can from time to time get ahead of myself. So please have a laugh with me. There must be focus to build energy in your body. There has to be a focus on sending this energy out. You can't end up just storing it up and becoming like fully yourself. The idea is to develop this process of energy growth within your body, and the enthusiasm to deliver it and the interest in something that is worthy of it. So your career or your purpose or whatever. You have to eliminate weak, low vibrating thoughts, confusion and uncertainty and doubt. We need to eliminate those, and that's going to be part of these 12 steps. The magnetic will is powerful. It's vibratory. It's continuous, and it's single pointed. So, I think what's really important is when we start talking about success, or interaction or communication or collaboration or leadership, there's going to come a day where you're going to say, I'd rather talk about magnetism, because if I get the magnetism part of this right, everything else will flow behind it. And so this is a much higher conversation to have. Force as a leader is a very short-term solution. The magnetic will achieves power by granting freedom. True willpower is a magnetic wave, a million attracting vibrations coming out from our body, like through our soul battery, through flesh and bone and ether, arriving at someone else. And they can't resist the harmony of that feeling. When you're around someone with powerful presence, it's really, really hard to resist. And people feel your will. They want to be around it. And your job is to internalize it and build it and sustain it and hold it and store it. So your magnetic will, the 12 steps, it changes circumstances, it harmonizes conditions, and it improves the environment you're in. So let's talk about the first four of the 12 exercises for building magnetic will. And today I'm going to cover the first one. In the morning, between when you wake up and become awake, and therefore before the day begins, is a time when we do our spiritual practice. And it's very important to lock in that time for that reason, that once the mind has woken up and the conscious brain is in control, you've lost access to the subconscious. And what you want to do is get in between the subconscious, which is awake at night, and the conscious, which is awake in the day. You want to get in between the two. So it's really wise to go somewhere quiet and go for a walk, or go for someone and become perfectly composed in your mind and body, relax, but feel this internal energy without any external reflection of it. In other words, if you sat in a seat, nobody would know how enthusiastic you are going on the inside. Nobody would know it just watching you. Your mission is to acquire magnetic will. And the way I always recommend to people is to get a sheet of paper and do their parent, adult, child, which is motivate, instruct, reward. This is broken into three. Parent is talking about the very, very long term, what you can achieve if you really, really tried. Now, I see people do this exercise and gravitate down to, well, the future becomes 24 hours, and the child reward becomes the last 24 hours. I really, really need you to know that the morning resolution is telling the subconscious brain what you want it to support you in doing. So this is how you sustain and contain and build magnetism. You inform, or you write down motivational statements that are all of life. All of life. Well, Chris, you can write 10,000 books. Chris, you can reach the summit of Mount Everest. Chris, you can change the world. These are the sorts of statements that need to be in the adult perception of ourselves. It's kind of like talking to God, but we are the voice. We're not externalizing this to give credit to anybody else. We are the magnetic power. We're going to do this. Now, under pain, when a person's in pain or under stress, the parent shrinks. So it might say, you can get through this today. You can get through this next hour. So the more pain we perceive we're in, the shorter the time frame the parent speaks. And that's a very important awareness, because once the pain goes away and we're out of pain, we're out of suffering, we're out of difficulty, the parent needs to go back to all of life. It's the same with the reward. We might reward ourselves for this next minute of the day. Well done, Chris, for doing the podcast. Well done, well done. But if I'm not in pain and I'm enjoying the process, I will reward myself for everything I've done, for the whole journey of what's happened, not just the last 5 minutes. And I'll certainly link my rewards to my future. So I would reward myself saying, well done, Chris, for doing this podcast. It's one of the 10,000 podcasts that you've committed to do in the next 3 years. So linking reward and motivation is a very important thing. Of course, instruction, which is the middle one, the adult, is your opportunity to regurgitate and remember and hold on to the instruction that the educational aspect of inner wealth has delivered to you. Don't forget to stay in balance. Don't forget to see the two sides of things. Don't forget to read your purpose statement. Don't forget to be kind. Don't forget to be complimentary. Don't forget to get over your nervousness. Don't forget to get past fear. Don't forget. And this don't forget is you basically learning the universal laws of nature, so they become inherent as part of you. So I think that's a good beginning to the first podcast. It's an overview on magnetic will. It's part of the success series. We've got a bunch of these to get through this month. They won't be all this long. Have a beautiful day. Please bring any questions you've got about this to your next coaching session with me. Bye for now.